am I glad that's over.
Me too. My cookies are plenty tired, not to mention certain muffins.
Why, I'm surprised at you girls. That isn't a tough routine.
Listen to versatile Vera.
I heard her, Dolly. She's surprised at us.
She isn't the only one that's surprised, Missy. I'm surprised at us myself that we lasted as long as we did.
Oh, you too. You'll never get anywhere in the profession.
Want to put up that silver fox muffler on us?
That's calling of love, Dolly.
She doesn't watch out, she'll be back where she started. Just a bubble queen.
You mean she will be if the laundry will give her old job back.
Yeah. Say, Missy, I wouldn't let Vera know it, but I'm wise to the fact that I never was cut out for a dancer. I aim to be a featured singer at some well-known After Dark spot.
Say, that's a coincidence. I got my eye on a feature billing at some nightery myself.
You have?
Yeah. Dolly.
Yeah?
I hope our doing the same line of work will make any difference in us being friends.
Oh, forget it.
We'll always be friends, Missy. And there's no two ways about that.
Our radio play for this week, Professional Honor, is based on a story entitled Hair Pulling Undignified, So They Fought with Swords. This story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that remarkable magazine which is read by more people than any other publication in the world. This vitally interesting and entertaining magazine is distributed each week with every Hearst Sunday newspaper.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting that mistress of melody, Miss Dolly DeVore.
I'm looking for a boy like you. He must be big and strong like you. Someone to drive my cares away at the weary end of a dreary day.
Say, how about you over there, old Silvertop? Wouldn't you like to help?
Because I'm looking for a boy like you.
That's it. Come on up here with me.
One gleam of hope now I see.
Oh, no, I need my hand.
For my heart's filled with joy. At last I found the boy. And you,
are you little fat rascal?
You're the boy for me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you are invited to resume dancing to the smooth music of Whitey Whitehead and his rhythm air.
May I offer my personal congratulations, Miss DeVore?
Barry, you fool. Come along to my dressing room. I didn't know you were here.
Well, for a few minutes, it certainly looked as though I wasn't going to be here.
Something happened to your car?
No, all the tables here are taken. And that new floor captain gave me the haughty down-the-nose stare.
Here we are. How'd you manage to get by him?
Schweitzer happened to see me and saved the day. Or rather, the night.
Good old Schweitzer. He saved things for me, too. Giving me my chance as a singer.
Well, you haven't him to thank for your success. That's due to your own voice and personality.
Climb down off the bandstand, darling. Here, park the body on this chair.
Thanks. But you can't dodge the truth, even if it is complimentary.
Things are just working out like I always planned them to. I didn't have anything to do with what God gave me, Barry. But I will admit that Dolly hasn't hesitated to peddle her talents wherever they've done her the most good.
Well, I don't know whether you'd consider me under that heading, Dolly. But you've sold me.
Oh, Barry, please.
Why shouldn't I tell you you've captured my heart? I'm not any worse than any other man, you know.
Of course you're not. You're a darn sight better than any of them.
Then why won't you marry me?
Well, I've told you, darling, because I... Come in.
Hello, Dolly. I didn't know you had company.
Vera! How are you, darling? I haven't seen you in ages. Not since our chorus days.
Yeah.
Oh, may I present Mr. Barry Drake? This is Vera Vale, Barry.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, I'll see you later, Dolly.
Oh, don't let me hurry away, Mr. Drake.
You're not. But I'm sure you and Dolly have lots to say to each other. I'm glad to have met you, Miss Vale.
Thank you.
You'll be back to take me home, Barry.
You bet I will, darling.
Well, congrats, Dolly. Headliner at nightclub, captures headliner in society, huh?
Well, Barry's only a very dear friend. Just be to it, darling, that when you brag about knowing him, you make it clear that you only have a speaking acquaintance.
Hmm? Oh, of course, dear. Until I get to know him better.
Too bad you come from such a short-lived family, darling. You aren't going to see the day.
Hey, this is some quiet dressing room you have, darling.
Oh, this is getting quite passe, my dear.
Vice is having it all redecorated for me this summer. Peach and green.
Oh, it sounds divine, darling. If it's the shade of Missy's, it will be.
Missy?
Why, yes. I'm tipping over to Casablanca to see her. It's just around the corner from here.
Yeah, I know. Well, somehow rehearsals and rest hours and social engagements have prevented me. Say, tell me, how's Missy getting across over there?
Oh, they like her. But then you know the class of patients the Casablanca gets.
Yeah, I know. I had a chance to be featured there, but I refused.
Well, you'd hardly have met Sally Drake if you were singing there, darling.
No. And you'd never have met him, would you, Vera, dear?
Well, Missy seems to be getting over very well at Casablanca. She takes half a dozen encores every night.
Why?
Well, to tell you the truth, Dolly, I don't know. She certainly hasn't got your voice.
How nice of you to say so. This must be your home week. Come in.
Darling, what do you think? Great news I got for you. Oh, excuse me, sir.
That's all right, Mrs. Schweitzer. It's an old friend of mine, Miss Vera Vale, my boss here.
How do you do?
What's the straight news?
Well, outside, while you were just singing your last number, there was a scout from Intercoastal Broadcasting, and he wants that you should sing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night for their network, starting tomorrow.
Well, what do you know about that, guys? Mrs. Schweitzer,
why don't they want me every night?
Well, because on those other nights, they're having the featured singer from the Casablanca.
Missy Maskell?
Yeah, Missy Maskell.
Yes, isn't that a coincidence? Missy was telling me about it tonight.
That's true. I wonder what she'll use for a theme song.
Oh, I know. She told me. I'm looking for a boy like you.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's my song. I've been featuring it all season. Now, you can't tell me that's a coincidence, too.
Well, it's a very popular number, Dolly.
You bet it is. And who made it popular? I did.
Yeah, Dolly. I know. But you don't own that song.
Oh, no? Well, wait till after my first broadcast. I'll show Missy Maskell that I may as well own it.
Hello, Vera.
My radio's on the blink, and I want to hear Dolly's broadcast. You going to listen to it?
You bet I am. I wouldn't miss that program for anything in the world.
You know, she tells me her manager has her all set for a contract in pictures.
Dolly Duvall in pictures?
Say, that's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, it's time for Dolly's club.
I'll turn it right on, Vera. We mustn't miss it. I wonder what song she's using for a theme.
Why, the same one you are.
I'm looking for a boy like you?
Yes. She says she made it popular, and she'll be the first to use it as a theme song on the air.
Oh, she made it popular. Why, then?
A charming singer of songs singing, I'm looking for a boy like you, Miss Dolly Duvall.
All right, Cheetah, let's hear you.
I'm looking for a boy like you. He must be big and strong like you. Someone who drives my cares away.
That's enough of that. The nerve of her trying to crash in on my song. Believe me, I'll put a stop to that. Why, that kid... Excuse me, Vera. Hello. Yeah, this is Mr. Maskell. Intercoastal Broadcasting? Oh, yes. Am I using I'm looking for a boy like you for my theme song tomorrow night? Why, of course. Why, this is an outrage. Everybody knows I made that song. All right, then I won't sing at all. Of all the stupid, outrageous...
What's the matter, Mixie?
Just because Dolly Duvall used that number tonight as her theme song, they won't let me sing it again.
Oh, that's a shame, Mixie. I bet Dolly used it purposely to spoil things for you.
Of course she did. I'll fix her, the little cheater.
What happened, Dolly? Why have you sent for me at this hour?
I've been insulted, Barry.
Who did it? I'll thrash him within an inch of his life.
Wasn't it he, Barry? It was Missy Maskell of the Casablanca. He's been telling everybody that my singing was so bad the other night that the publishers are going to withdraw my theme song.
But why?
Well, Missy says so I won't spoil its popularity.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. But just the same, she's insulted my professional pride and honor.
But what can I do about it, Dolly? If Miss Maskell were a man, I'd demand satisfaction.
What you're going to do, Barry, in my name.
What do you mean, Dolly?
I mean I'll settle this the way ladies and gentlemen should settle such affairs. With a duel.
Now, wait a minute. You want to be careful not to let yourself in for the hair-pulling or nail-scratching bout that's sure to occur. Women don't fight duels with swords.
Oh, yes, they do. Look here. Here's some clippings of famous duels between women. And look, here's the ladies' co-duelo, based on rules drawn up in Paris when Mademoiselle de Namias and Madame de Laza faced each other in 1908. I've made a few modern improvements.
Well, it's very interesting, Dolly, but perhaps Miss Maskell doesn't know how to fence.
She knows all right. Can fence just as well as I can. Had to learn for one of our routines in the chorus.
Well, but...
There are no buts. I'm going to challenge Missy to a duel, and you're going to be my second. Unless you don't care to be.
Don't care to be? Dolly, you know I want to be whatever you wish me to be to you.
Then go to Missy's dressing room tonight and demand satisfaction for me. Tell her I've chosen rapiers. We'll settle this thing my way.
Very well. I'll do as you ask.
Good for you, Barry. I knew I could depend on you.
On one condition.
Oh? What is it?
That immediately following the duel, you'll marry me.
All right, Barry. I will if I'm able to leave the field of honor.
Your weapons. Now, I must warn you, ladies, that dueling is not to be considered lightly. It is by no means a lady's pastime. If you insist on going ahead with this affair of honor, neither of you is to tell what has taken place. Mr. Vore, as the insulted party, do you still insist upon this duel?
I do.
Well, all right. En garde. Commence. Miss Master. Your sword has been knocked from your hand. Mr. Vore, do you wish to let your opponent have a weapon again?
Yes.
Very well. In position, ladies. En garde. Commence.
Dolly!
Oh, Mr. Vore has been wounded. Here, doctor, this way, quick.
Dolly, speak to me. Are you all right, darling?
Of course I am, Barry, dear. Just a scratch on the forehead.
Oh, Dolly, can you ever forgive me? It was that cat Vera who started all this.
I know that, Missy. I'm sorry, too. From now on, everything's going to be just like it used to be.
You bet it is.
Hold on, Dolly. Everything's not going to be just like it used to be. Remember your promise.
Say, what does he mean, Dolly?
Well, you see, Missy, I promised Barry I'd marry him if I was able to leave the field of honor. And I'm going to keep my word.
Well, congratulations. I guess that definitely makes you a maid of honor.
Me? Oh, no. You're going to be the maid of honor, Missy. I'm going to be the bride.
This radio drama to which you have just listened was taken from a story which is only one of the many fascinating features to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the world's greatest circulation. This magazine is distributed each week with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. And now we turn you over to your local announcer.